43 degrees at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Market action mixed this morning with corn firm, beans firming, and wheat on the defensive. Crude markets up a touch, and the dollar is firming. We did see a sale announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, 133,759 metric tons of beans for the current marketing year were announced sold to unknown destinations. Current price action has May corn currently up 2 cents, July corn is up 2 1/4 at 370 3/4, and December corn is up 1 3/4 at 391. May beans currently up 2 cents at $9.75, and November beans 933 even, up 1 1/4. Chicago wheat for May is down 1 1/4 at 458 1/4, and July wheat is 462, down 2 cents. Kansas City wheat for May is currently up 0.5 cents at 428, and September is down 1 cent at 445 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for May is up 0.5 cents at 528, and July wheat is 536, up 4 3/4. Our early livestock trade starting out steady, weak in cattle, while hogs are widely mixed from up 35 cents to down about a dollar. Weather took over as the market's driving force as soon as yesterday's USDA numbers were released. USDA corn carryout was above expectations, but most of the other numbers were pretty much in line with expectations. Excessive snow in the north and for the second week of April, and too much moisture in the west, central and eastern corn belt look to be in line with in pretty good shape, but temperatures still need to come up before we can get much progress. Chart-wise, we're trying to be mildly constructive. Fund short covering should be the order of the day and week. The funds have been aggressively short corn, and they were record shorts 2 weeks ago. They trimmed that position a little bit, so we're cautiously optimistic that that will continue. China's discussion continues to be a glass half full. Some think that 90% done in finding a resolution is in order. We feel that putting a timeline on this is a touch futile because of the resolution and implementation will take more time than it probably took for the situation to develop we find ourselves in today. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. It's 43 degrees here in Urbana at 8:59. Had a little rain overnight, about 0.15 of an inch. And it looks like that precipitation, for now at least, starting to push off to the north and east of Champaign-Urbana. Quick check of current conditions here in the listening area. In Bloomington Normal, they're at 40 degrees, and right now 44 degrees in Decatur, 40 degrees. Still a little light rain in Danville, 48 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon, 40 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says a few showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 56 degrees. Northeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy and breezy, dropping to a low of 48 degrees. Wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy for the day tomorrow. Warmer, a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day with a high of 74 degrees. Wind out of the south gusting up to 50 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.